RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual. Strange Tales, thanks for joining me this week for another weird story from old time radio. We'll hear this time from the Creaking Door, a series from South Africa, aired over their Springbok radio station. Most of the surviving episodes are from the 1964 to 1965 run, including this one from June 15th, 1964. Here's The Ghost at Ridgeway from the Creaking Door.
This world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the Tops in Spine Chillers. The Creaking Door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Silver King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door.
You're not taking those stories of Ridgeway's being haunted seriously, are you?
Miss, I've lived in these parts all my life. I work for your aunt's father. I've seen and heard things that there can be no logical explanation for.
What things?
Lights in the ground on a winter's night. Footsteps in the house when there's nobody there.
What a rubbish. This is the 20th century, the atomic age.
Ah, you will laugh, Miss Garfield. You'll be to enjoy it.
Well, you can't frighten me with your silly stories. Come on, let's go inside.
Servant come gardener follows her into the house. It is dark in the oak-paneled hall.
Oh, is it always as cold as this, Hartley?
If I know you're coming today, miss, why do you lit the fire?
Well, you can get rid of all these dust sheets now. Make the place look like home.
You'll be staying then.
Oh, of course.
You didn't bring any luggage with you?
No, they're sending it up from the station.
But what's a young woman like yourself going to do here?
Young? I'm not very flattered, Partridge. I'm a writer. It's perfect here. It's private and quiet. Just what I've been wanting. But it's such a pity that
your aunt had to die so that you could get it.
Yes, it was so sudden. And why she should have left Ridgeway to me, I can't imagine.
Yes. This is where I found her.
Yeah?
Aye. Lying all crumpled up on the floor.
Oh.
Her face. I'll never forget her face.
What was wrong with it?
Her eyes were open. All glassy-like. Her teeth were bared like a death's head.
Oh, you've got quite a way with words, Partridge. That's a frightening picture you've just conjured up.
She must have lain here all night. It was as if she were looking at yon painting.
That one, over the fireplace?
Aye.
Who is that?
Why, that's him, miss. His lordship.
Who was he?
He was a baron. The first Baron Jeffreys. Chief Justice of the King's Bench.
Oh.
Judge Jeffreys of the bloody Assizes.
Mm. Look at those eyes. Grey and merciless. Lips pinched tight. The mouth a cruel slit. Oh, I've never seen such an evil face in all my life.
He was the devil incarnate, missy.
But what's his picture doing in this house?
Well, this is where he stayed during the Assizes here at Ridgeway.
Did he die here?
No, but he were captured right here. He died in the Tower of London.
Are you making this up, Partridge?
No, missy, it's a fact. Ask anybody in the village.
Do you say you found my aunt lying here, dead, her eyes turned up to that picture?
Aye. She died of fright.
Nonsense! I said nonsense.
Oh, who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I give you a fright? I'm Dr. Stewart, Clive Stewart. I attended your aunt.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do, Miss Garfield? Hey, your aunt spoke of you and described you many times, so I feel I know you quite well. I couldn't help overhearing your conversation just now. The door was open, so I walked in. I hope you don't mind.
No, not at all.
I called to see if there was anything I could do, anything at all to make you stay here a comfortable one.
Well, that's very kind of you, Dr. Stewart, but I've only just set foot in the place. Haven't really got my bearings yet.
Oh, I assume my visit's a wee bit premature.
Oh, but it was very thoughtful and very kind of you.
No, not at all. If I can be of any service whatsoever...
Thank you. I'll certainly bear that in mind.
And I'm surprised at you, Patrice, telling Miss Garfield your silly stories.
Folk can think what they like, but I found her and I know...
Your mistress died of a heart condition. I was treating her complaint for years. So let's have no more talk of ghosts.
Oh. What's that?
Anybody home?
Who is it?
Good morning. May I come in?
Good morning.
The name's Bell. Anthony Bell. Here's my card.
Investigator? Of the Psychical Research Association?
Yes, we're doing this district. This old house has quite a history.
Do I take it that you're interested in laying ghosts?
You take it correct, Miss Garfield.
How did you know my name, Mr. Bell?
Oh, all over the village they say that Miss Garfield has come to take up residence.
I see. Well, I think I'd better tell you right away that I don't believe in ghosts. Or the supernatural.
Oh, they all say that.
Mr. Bell, I think it's clear that Miss Garfield is not interested in the services which you have to offer.
What? Oh, dear, what a shame. Well, you never know.
What do you mean by that?
You haven't stayed here overnight, have you?
No, not yet.
Are you staying here tonight?
I am.
Well, you can always get me at the Goat and Compass, pub down in the village.
Thank you, Mr. Bell, but I don't think it'll be necessary.
Well, I'll be off then. Just thought I'd pop in, make myself known. Sorry to have troubled you. Bye.
Good day to you, Mr. Bell.
What an odd young man.
Oi, been round these parts for 9 and 4 months.
Well, I think I'll be off too. If you do need anything, Miss Garfield, you'll find my telephone number in the directory. It was grand meeting you, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stewart. You've been very kind.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
But I was just about waking up before you, Freeman, it seems.
I don't like that picture. I must get Parker to take it down. Oh, silly of me. I've only been here 5 minutes. This story of ghosts is beginning to get a hold of me. Strange. It's those eyes. It's almost as if... Oh, pull yourself together. All right, just a creak. What can you expect of an old house on a winter's night? Another. And another. Who's there? Oh, is that you, Partridge? Stopped. I heard them. What's my imagination? Seems to be on the stairs. There's nobody there. Oh! The lights! They've gone out! Why? Oh, just the firelight throwing low, dancing shadows. Oh, there. Ken! There is somebody up there. On the landing, at the top of the stairs. No sound. Oh, Mr. Bell, there was this terrible crash. Frightened the life out of me. It was so loud and sudden. I've never heard anything like it in my life. I just sat there, couldn't move. And then... Oh, it was horrible. You didn't mind my coming over to you. I didn't want to frighten poor old Parker, and I couldn't stay in that place another moment.
How extraordinary. This is fascinating, isn't it? When can I go back with you?
I'm not going back. I haven't told you everything.
Oh.
I couldn't believe my eyes. It seemed to be suspended from the landing. Its shadow was on the wall. In the firelight, it was a hangman's noose.
Get 3 fives. Get the taste. 3 fives by State Express. Get the taste of international success. The taste that's uniquely 3-5. Only when no expense is spared in its making can a cigarette taste so light, so smooth, so satisfying. 3-5. Get the taste. The taste that State Express created for you. The taste that has made 3-5 the king-size cigarette of international success. Get 3-5. Get the taste.
Well, well, well. What extraordinary goings on. A hangman. No wonder the girl was high. special investigator of the Psychical Research Association reacts.
Hangman's notes, you see. Those are most key. Oh, yeah, how stupid of me. Landlord, pick me up for Miss Garfield.
What'll it be, miss?
Well, I think a brandy after what I experienced.
Definitely. Oh, good evening, Doctor. Good evening. What is it here? Perhaps she's helped you screaming and run down the road. What is it, Miss Garfield?
So would you run, I mean.
The house is haunted. I heard screams and press doors and... a hangman's noose.
Good heavens, you are in a nervous state. Perhaps I'll try and fix a room for you here at the Goose and Compass. What do you see, landlord?
Oh, that could be arranged, Doctor.
No. Good heavens, we can't let an opportunity like this slip by. This is what I've come to the village for. Do you mind if I spend the rest of the night at your house?
Do you really want to do that? After what I've told you?
Oh, yes, I would be most grateful.
Oh, well, now you're making me feel foolish. I never did believe in ghosts, you know. Do you, Doctor?
Well, as a man of science, I've long since learned to keep an open mind about almost anything and everything.
Oh, please, Miss Garfield, I don't want to trespass, but it would be a great feather in my cap.
Are you a professional investigator?
Oh, yes, I'm employed by the association.
Well, I feel better now I've had a brandy. Thank you, landlord. I won't take the room after all. I'll go back to the house, too. If I'm going to live in it for the rest of my life, I must believe that there is a logical explanation for what happened.
Oh, good. Shall we get in, Miss Garfield?
I really don't think you should. After all, we know very little about this young man.
Well, I can show you my authority. I can assure you I'm a perfectly respectable sort of person. Shall we go in my car?
Strange the place looks. That dark stone against the moonlit sky. Perhaps...
Oh, please, Miss Garfield.
Oh, yes. All right.
This with those huge windows and the moon.
Ah! Oh, there.
Well, what is it?
The hangman's noose. It's still there.
Well, I'll be... There's nothing supernatural about this. Look. Take away your hands from your eyes.
I dance. Look.
This hangman's noose has got plenty of substance. It's a common or garden rope. And it didn't get there by itself. Pity.
What do you mean, pity?
Well, my job is to delve into psychic phenomena. Nothing phenomenal about this other than the fact that somebody has tied one end of a rope to the rafter and the other end with its noose allowed to swing in the firelight.
Oh, what a dirty trick. I nearly died of fright.
What's going on here?
Oh, it's you, monsieur. I've been so worried for you. Oh, it's a bit late to be visiting, Mr. Bell, isn't it? What's that rope doing hanging up there?
Don't you know?
Me? Why should I know about the rope?
You told me that my aunt died of fright.
Aye, it's true.
What's this about Miss Garfield's aunt dying of fright?
She did. I found her. I saw her face. The expression, I don't know what it was that she saw, but it must have been evil.
The supernatural is not necessarily evil, Mr. Partridge. But that rope is not supernatural. Somebody wanted to frighten you, Miss Garfield. Can you think of anyone wanting to scare you out of your wits?
Things that are supernatural need no reason.
I tell you that there's nothing supernatural about that rope.
He used a rope. Judge Jeffries did.
Oh.
After this, there'll be something else. There'll be no stopping it. Don't stay in the house, Miss Garfield. There'll be evil here. Well, I'm going. Peaceful night to you.
Do you trust him?
I've no reason not to. Why do you ask?
Because that rope was put there by some human agency.
But he's been in the family for years. He's 80, he's a day. Why should he want to hurt me?
Now what?
Creeping up on me like that.
Now, it's not creeping, you stupid old man.
Your shadow, it looks so ghost-like.
Can I help it if I throw a shadow on the path? It's a moonlit night.
What on earth? It's late for you to be paying a visit.
I don't wish to be rude, Mr. Bell, but what about you?
Well, you were present when Miss Garfield gave me permission. But why have you come, Doctor?
My grounds adjoin this. It occurred to me that Miss Garfield might need a sedative after her nasty experience.
Oh, I thought I heard your voice, Doctor. I'm afraid to come out at first. Oh, that squeak.
Oh, sorry, Missy. My nerves is all shot. I won't bother you again tonight.
Look, why don't you go to the Goat and Compass, Miss Garfield, and let me stay here with my equipment. I'll get it from the car.
So you think this house is haunted?
Well, I don't know. It's regarded as a home for restless spirits.
Restless? All the people that Judge Jeffrey's bumped off.
Do you mind if I close the door? It's getting a bit chilly. Can I ask you a drink?
Hey, I'd like that.
Oh, God. Let's go and sit by the fire.
Painting. What a character he must have been. You know, during the Bloody Assizes, he confiscated his victim's property and possessions. Well, the confiscation was done in the name of the Crown. But historians have reason to believe that he snuffled quite a tidy sum for himself. After the Second Rebellion in 1688, when he was all set to flee to France, he was caught here. But he didn't have a penny with him.
I suppose he had it stashed away somewhere.
Well, if he did, it's never been found. And it's reasonable to suppose that, as it was his intention to flee to the continent, he wouldn't go empty-handed.
Ah, so it's your theory that he would have had the money here with him.
Well, it's an interesting thought, is it, though?
Oh, I suppose it is. But my interest is in the supernatural.
Oh.
So, what's the matter? Have you heard something? I must set up my equipment.
Equipment?
Well, we can't carry out psychic research without any equipment. You know, recording machines, trip wires, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, why did you shiver, Miss Garfield?
It was a sort of that rope.
Is it still tight, little after?
Yes, it must be.
Yeah, I'm beginning to feel a bit uneasy myself. Were I not a lonely bachelor, I'd suggest you spend the night at my place. You know what happened to your aunt.
Partridge says she died of fright.
Partridge has a vivid imagination. She had a weak heart, poor lady. I understand the weakness is part of the family. I don't think you should stay here. Forgive me saying this, Miss Garfield, but the color of your face. You have a heart condition, too, have you no?
Yes. My mother died of heart failure. That's it. Somebody knows this, Doctor. Someone's trying to take advantage. Someone's trying to frighten me to death.
Good heavens, it's midnight.
Well, that settles it. I can't very well go to the Goat of Compass.
You can stay at my place for the night.
Oh, and what would the villagers think? A middle-aged sister and a middle-aged bachelor. Funny thing, that's the first time I've laughed since I arrived.
Well, couldn't we both stay here tonight, Doctor? Keep Miss Garfield company? I mean, you know, stay here as guests.
No, I'd be quite happy to. If it's all right with you, Miss Garfield.
Well, I'd better get my equipment out of the car.
I'll nip next door and get a toothbrush and things.
If the men are asleep. Oh. No. No. Can't be. Those steps. It's the same sound. Oh, it's out through the door. I'm afraid to look, but I must. Oh. So light. Pale blue. The color of ghosts. Pull yourself together. There's no one there. No. No. It's him. There he is. In his robes, his wig. Out.
Garfield!
Oh, he was there. He was there. The ghost. I saw him.
Oh. Now, take it easy. Take it easy.
He was up there on the landing.
What's going on here? Over there.
Don't open the door.
Here, let me help you back to bed. You're going to be all right.
You
need
that
for
Mr.
Oliver, please. Oh, what's on the upside? Let him in. He'll wake in the neighborhood.
Oh, are you all right, missy?
Yes. Will you close the door? Now, you take this pill. It'll reduce the palpitations and help you to sleep.
Oh, yeah. There'll be evil spirits aboard this night.
All right, Patrick, relax. Who are you really, Mr. Bell?
What do you mean?
I thought there was something phony about you, spending all these weeks in the village. There's no such thing as a National Psychic Research Association.
So you found that out, did you?
No, but I have now. I could have you up for attempted murder. How did you know about Miss Garfield's weak heart?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now things do beginning to make sense, Doctor. Miss Garfield did say as how the house be hers for a lifetime. On her death, it goes to her nephew, whom she's never seen.
Are you her nephew?
Yes, but neither of you will be able to prove anything, will you? Good night.
Oi, he fell over his own tripwire.
Good heaven.
Oi, he'd be lying mighty still. Is he?
I am afraid so. Look at that skull. No, it wasn't me, the skull that killed him. Hey, of course.
What do you say, Doctor?
The family weakness. This young man has died of heart failure.
Doctor, what's that? Oh, you hear? Some creaking footsteps.
Manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present
The Creaking Door.
That's our strange tale for this week. I'll be back next Sunday with another one. Between now and then, you can find more old-time radio. More strange tales, horror, thrillers, comedies, suspense, all kinds of stuff. You'll also find links there to our forum, Shoutcast stream, and everything else Relic Radio. If you'd like to help support this show, you can do so from the website as well. Thank you, as always, to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again soon with another episode of Relic Radio's Strange Tales. Strange Tales is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.